Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Well, I always love a good sports desk, but I really love one on a Monday morning because we get so many stats through, so many results through, key matchups over the weekend that come to fruition. So let's get over to Sam now, who's sitting on the sports desk as we speak. Sam, first up, what have you got for us?
We can't go past the Masters, can we, Smithy? And no doubt the story of the sporting world right now, Scotty Scheffler, another Masters win. 11 under was his score, winning by four shots over Ludvig Åberg. So he posted a final round, 4 under 68. Just an absolute machine to see where he is. To be able to kick on with that kind of lead as well in the final day of a Masters, it shows exactly how classy he is. Now, just for some on a prize money front here, $20 million overall is the purse. It's the highest by a couple of million, I believe, at the Masters. Smithy, is this US dollars? So Scheffler, as well as a very fashionable green jacket that he's not actually allowed to take out of the clubhouse in the end. You're allowed at the event, you can't really take it too many other places besides taking it on the old promo tours after you win. Scheffler's wins $3.6 million. For that weekend of golf, and $2.1 million for Åberg along the way too. We'll give you some other price monies as they go, as we come along. But obviously New Zealanders, if you weren't following along, the final position for Ryan Fox, he's finished this year of 38th at 7 over is his final position. So he'll get a share of 94,000. I don't know whether they all get that, Smithy, or how everyone who gets that, or they split that between those who get it. Not quite sure of the carving of the pie, but he'll still do okay out of it. That's US dollars, so six figures in New Zealand comfortably. But it's not the only thing he gets for it. A couple of special holes. The eagle, of course, the par 5 8 on his first round. That was on Friday. And he did the same on the par 5 second in this morning's round. When you get an eagle at the Masters, you earn a special pair of crystal highball glasses. So that'll be one that you want to bust out if you're having made over for a whiskey as well. So a nice little memento piece for it. I'm sure he would have preferred a higher place. But, man, that sounds like one of those pieces that you'll be able to hold for a long time and definitely never let the kids touch ever at any stage.
I wouldn't. Great. Well, no, just you get it. Because he'll get two sets because he got two. So there you go. So he'll have four glasses. So you get three mates over. You have a few bevvies out of your crystal. Oh, how good's that?
If you're a mate of Ryan Fox's, you'll know how good a mate you are on whether he gives you those or the plastic tumblers. That'll be your judgment of where you stand in your picking order with Ryan Fox. Did he give you a?
I wonder if you use them on the boat when he goes fishing.
Oh, that's Masters a risky move.
Crystal trinkets on the boat when you go fishing.
That would be amazing, but geez, he's a risky move giving those. I suppose you could take two, right, and go get another two back at home, two back at home to lean into.
You're at
the elements of the weather.
Go back next year and make a couple more eagles, get another four.
Yeah, just fill a whole cabinet. That's an easy way to go now, isn't it?
Wonder me how many crystal Tiger's got in his bar.
Yes, old mate Tiger. He finished at 16 over for those who didn't see.
Yeah.
16th over, shooting 304, which is his highest score as a professional, Smithy, to point out. So that was particularly galling for him. He finished the last amongst the leaders to have made the cut. 11 over for the third round was his worst 18-hole score in 100 rounds at Augusta. So some unwanted history for them there. And as you mentioned, Smithy, the money situation. So this one is intriguing. So for the person who comes 50th in the Masters will get $50,000, just over US. So it goes down slightly. It's a Tiger, probably pocketed somewhere in the mid to low 40,000s, which is not usually enough to get Tiger Woods out of bed, I would have thought, let alone for four rounds of golf.
You've got to be a bit careful when you say getting Tiger out of bed. It's a bit different to some other. So, Sam, but we're talking to Levina early on about the Olympic gold medalist getting 50K US, as well as the gold medal. Finished 50th in the Masters. and you're up for the same money. It just shows you, sport against sport, I suppose. You can't really, it's apples and oranges, but there's a bit of irony there. You can be the best in the world in terms of being an Olympic champion, you get the same freight that you do as if you came 50th in the Masters. Okay, what else you got lined up for us, mate?
Well, let's just go through some of the football as well. So Liverpool and Arsenal will absolutely be kicking themselves this morning, Smithy. Missed opportunities in what is a really tense battle at the top of the English Premier League. So Arsenal tripped up against Aston Villa, who, of course, no slouch. It was 2-0 there. Liverpool stunned 1-0 by Crystal Palace. So that means they both stay on 71 points. Man City 2 points clear with six games to play now after they got past Luton Town yesterday 5-1. So that is a monumental moment, I think, and potentially in this race, to have both those teams not even pick up a point, but to handed defeats, Liverpool in particular against Palace, those will be tough to swallow.
They will, actually. Tottenham got whacked too. Tottenham got whacked by, who beat them, 5-0. Newcastle beat them sort of 4-0, actually. So Aston Villa now go 3 points ahead of Tottenham in terms of race for Europe as well. So that was a bad, bad weekend for Tottenham and their supporters. But Man City, yeah, Man City, 2 points advantage. Five games to go, is he? Or five or six games to six games to go, I think, for Man City.
Yeah, six to go.
Absolutely fascinating. I love the concept too. When they play the last game of the Premiership season, everyone plays at exactly the same time. Love that concept.
It's so good. It's so good. It's added so many magic moments, hasn't it, over the years to football. I don't think anyone keeping tabs would ever forget that Aguero goal for Man City. It's one of those footballing moments that, and sporting moments that kind of transcends whether you're a fan of the sport or not. Just gets the tingles going up the back of the spine. At the other end of the table, Smithy, as well, just to kind of lay the marker at the wood, Notts Forest 2-2 draw with Wolves. That sees them on 26 points, which is 1 point out of the relegation zone. That's currently made up of Luton, Burnley, and dead last Sheffield United as well. So there is a little bit of time to come, but you'd say that any point right now is a good point for Nottingham Forest to keep themselves out of that spot. And this is the footballing story of the morning, without question, Smithy. The Bundesliga. Bayern Leverkusen, they beat Werder Bremen 5-0. That makes them the Bundesliga champions with five games to go. But for the first time in the club's 120-year history, they get all kinds of grief there from fellow rival clubs. They've been called Leverkusen because they never win. They're a chance that opposition teams have reserved specifically for Bayer Leverkusen about never winning you'll never win, you'll never be a champion. Well, they'll need to be rewritten now. So they're unbeaten in the league after 29 games. They've won with five games to spare. It's in Bayern Munich's 11-year streak as the champions of Germany. And they are now on a 40-game streak in all competitions, Leverkusen. So that is pretty remarkable. Xabi Alonso's done a pretty incredible thing there. He won't be able to buy a beer in that region for the rest of his life. That's iconic stuff. 120 years, Smithy.
I do like a beer in Germany too. I don't mind them. Oh, that's a really interesting story. Yeah, Leverkusen Bayern. Yeah, cool. Okay. We just got a text in to say Tiger got no money. He didn't finish inside the top 50. So that must be another little quirk of the Masters. Top 50.
Well, apparently outside of the 50, there are they have a descending order as far as there are some cash prizes. So whether Tiger met that limit or not, but there are, if you finish outside the top 50, there is the opportunity for prize money, right. But it's not perhaps the same given that it is otherwise. So yeah, the remainder of the professionals outside of the top 50 will receive cash prizes downwards from 49,200, depending on the scores, is the word that comes out regarding that. But yes, not a great day for Tiger. No, not in any shape or form. But let's keep some more scores going. For those who haven't been keeping tabs, the ANZ Premiership netball did get underway with a few clashing times, of course, across the course of the weekend. It started with the Mystics looking so strong, 64-52 over the Waikato Bay Plenty Magic. Strong result there for the Northern Mystics. They play for a trophy called the Hobbiton Movie Set Cup. Hadn't heard that one before, so that's not one I would have known, but the Hobbiton Movie Set Cup currently belongs to the Mystics. There's 50 goals from Grace Nowicki. It's blown away in the second half. A very strong effort there. Central Pulse 58 over the Auckland Stars 51. Stars did pretty well to close that gap, Smithy. The Pulse were pretty dominant to start with, so signs that they can be in for the arm wrestle. But that we were talking about that last week and how that was a bit of a knife edge game. So interesting for the Pulse to get up there. And the Canterbury Tactics will host, well, the Mainland Tactics, sorry, against the Southern Steel tonight to wrap up the round in netball. On the Olympic swimming front, we were covering that a lot last week, Smithy. So just to put a line through this one too, seven swimmers have hit Olympic qualifying times and seven individual Paralympic qualification times were hit as well over the course of the National Swim Champs, which wrapped up in the weekend. So it's Lewis Clearbutt, Erica Fairweather, Eve Thomas, Hazel Howahan, Cameron Gray, Taiko Toepi, Ormsby and Kane Follows. They all reached the Paris Olympic qualifying times in respective swims. And in the Paralympic qualifying times, that was met by the great Cameron Leslie. What an all-rounder, what a contributor he is to Paralympic sport. Lily Fox Mason, Joshua Willer and Jesse Reynolds. They all hit that time too. So by all accounts, they're happy with the number of swimmers who have hit that time, and that was the last opportunity to hit qualifying time. So up to selection now, but we could have up to 11 swimmers making the trip across to Paris. So, Smithy?
And this is where you get into this curly area where people meet the criteria and don't get picked. And this has raised its ugly head on a number of occasions when you ask to get a mark and you get it, but you end up not getting selected. And this is where they have to be very cautious, Sam.
Couldn't agree more. There is so much to keep tabs on here. There are political challenges. By that I mean legal challenges coming through the courts of arbitration of sport. People coming to defend why they should be selected. Otherwise, that can get messy. But of course, the number one thing you're alluding to, Smithy, is making sure the mental health of those who've put their whole world into it for a number of years. Some over a course of this 4-year cycle, 3-year one, if you like the delay to the last Olympics. But for others, it's the combination of a lifetime of achievement, of trying to get to that one point to get yourself to the Olympics. Missing out there can be a huge hammer blow to anything, just as anything you set your sights on. So certainly a tricky area that we hope is going to be navigated well on that regard. The Black Stick women, not quite so well placed on the Olympic scale, but they've come up trumps at the National Hockey Centre last night. They beat Japan 2-1, a late goal in the piece winning that. So they're now preparing for the FIH Nations Cup in Spain, which begins in June. And I think that the way to round out the sports desk, we don't have Brian here today, who would have been waxing lyrically, no doubt, but there was a UFC 300 massive card for them over the course of the weekend. 12 current or former champions in action. So how do you stand out? Well, I'll tell you how. Max Holloway showed it with what's been called one of the greatest knockouts ever seen. Let's have a listen.
Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this. Holloway just told him, stand right here. Oh, the connection lead. Oh, let's do it.
Unbelievable. It's been called the KO of the century. He was ahead on points. This is in the battle for the BMF title. You can, if I give you the word bad, you can probably work out the rest yourself. That was light heavyweight Max Holloway going up against the champion Justin Gaethje. And Dana White, the man who oversees the promotion, said it's like a scene from a movie, a knockout with 1 second left in the final round, Smithy. Unbelievable.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I have seen it, actually. I've seen the clip on social media. It is some punch. There's no doubt about that. And the celebration afterwards. And news coming through, too, that Conor McGregor has got a fight booked, I think, with Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler. And if there's ever I want a fight for Michael Chandler to win, it's that one. And I hope he beats the living out of him. It is 11. Thanks, Sam, for that extensive sports desk. It is 11:42 here on SENZ. We've got a few texts to read out. Got to hand over to staff too in the next 15 minutes.